Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome into another episode of Light the Lamp. As the summer has been rolling along, we're getting a little closer to the new season. However, before we get to that point, we wanted to start checking in with some of our Anaheim Ducks players. And who better to start with than Leo Carlson? Leo's coming to us all the way from Sweden. How are you doing?
I'm good.
How has the summer been back home?
It's been good. It's been long, like 3 months now. Hanging out with friends and family, working out, playing some golf. Yeah, that's basically everything I've done this summer.
How's the golf game been?
It's good. Obviously, the courses are better in California, but less expensive here, so it's better.
As far as the weather there, too, give me a look at what your hometown in Sweden is like around this time of the year.
It's been up and down. First month was amazing. Not as hot in California, but it's like perfect weather, just sun. And then for a month, it was just rain for a month. But now it's back to the sunny, so it's a little up and down.
And you're back home living with your family. I'm sure they really are happy to have you around after, you know, being gone this season. What's it like being back with your parents and your brother and, you know, seeing everyone?
It's amazing. First month was amazing. It's still amazing, but it's nice to be alone too. But, home cooked meals every day and the stuff like that. It's amazing. I like it.
I was going to ask if you've done any cooking. I know when we talked during the season, I remember you telling me you made some Swedish tacos one time, but now you're back. Is your mom cooking? Who's cooking in the house?
Yeah, the mom's cooking. Dad cooks sometimes. He's on the grill, basically. Mom cooks some good food.
Have you picked up any more cooking skills that you'll bring back for next season?
No, I haven't tried. As you said, I maybe cooked like 4 times last season, but I don't think it's that fun either. So just you cook for 30 minutes and you eat, and then you have to and then you eat like 3 minutes and you have to take dishes. So no, it's not my thing at all.
Yeah, I understand that. As far as just how your summer's been going, have you gotten to travel anywhere?
Oof. Traveled 1 week to Spain, then I just been in Sweden. Enjoying my time here, basically.
Mm-hmm. When did you start your training?
When I got back, 28th, maybe 29th of April. So I had a week off there in Anaheim, and then I had a week off in Sweden, and then I started. So maybe early May, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long summer.
Are you training with anyone else that is in the NHL or, are you back at your home gym or what does that look like?
Yeah. So we train with one NHL guy, Marcus Johansson from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And then some AHL guys and then some childhood friends who plays in other clubs in Sweden too. There's been maybe like 14 guys who practice together.
Has it been a lot of off ice training for you this summer, getting stronger and building on that? Or have you been doing a bit of on ice too?
Well, both. A lot more off ice. Getting bigger and stronger, obviously. So basically from May 5th or 7th or something until now. So it's been a long summer, a little tired of the workouts, but it's always fun. Yeah.
How do you
feel? It's just fun. It's just fun. Like, hang out with the boys too.
Mm-hmm.
From Sweden. Then.
How do you feel physically? Do you feel like you've put on some weight this summer, some muscle?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's a lot different summer from last summer. I mean, I was maybe home for 3 weeks last summer, so it's been a lot different, a lot more focus on the off ice stuff, not to traveling to the States for last year was the combine and draft and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So it's been different and good for me.
Do you feel like you've had any time to reflect back on your first NHL season? Did you get to think about how the year went for you?
Yeah, I have. I think I should start off good. Obviously, I didn't play every game, but I thought like the first 10, 15 games were amazing. And then I had a couple of games that I was, not that good, obviously, and then got injured, and then I got injured again. But I think I finished the season off strong. Mm-hmm. So I'm going into the second season with a good feeling.
With the injuries that you had during the season, does that change any of your off-season preparing that you're doing for next year? Have you had to, strengthen yourself in different ways or focus on any things just to get ready for this next season in the NHL?
Not really. I mean, just the same workouts that I've been doing. It was kind of just like pure unlucky injuries too. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really focusing on like building up the knee or something because it's fine now. It's 100%. So it's nothing new really now.
Have you been keeping in touch with any of your teammates here in Anaheim?
I mean, just on Snapchat a little bit, like we do these days. Mm-hmm. Nothing more than that. A little bit with Isaac, of course. He's in Sweden and that type of stuff. But not that much, but a little bit.
I was thinking about it, with having Jakob Silfverberg, with him retiring. Mm-hmm. Did you get to talk to him this summer at all much? I mean, I'm not sure how far he is from your hometown, but as far as where he's at in Sweden. But have you talked to him?
No, I haven't. He doesn't use Snapchat a lot, so I don't care to snap him. But not really. I mean, we just talked at the end of the season and stuff like that. But I think it's enjoying because his season is starting now, so I think mm-hmm. it's just trying to focus on his season right now.
Is it sort of different for you having some of those guys back home that are starting their seasons now, but you're focused on getting ready for the NHL once again this year. Is that a little different for you? Are you kind of getting a little used to that?
I'm getting used to it. I mean, we have Mark Johansson, who's also going to Minnesota, and then mm-hmm. We have one college guy and then some guys who go into the junior leagues in America. So it's not really changing it mm-hmm. and things. So it's fine.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. GOETTL. We make comfort easy to spell.
Do you have any goals that you've set for yourself for this upcoming season?
I mean, not really like points wise. Mm-hmm. Just trying to be a leader. My second season, it can't be like be that much a leader, but trying to take a bigger role. Mm-hmm. More comfortable this year, probably. Going to camp and knowing all the guys, knowing what's going on. Yeah, what's going to happen on camp? What's going to happen during the season? So I'm just thinking I'm more prepared this season, of course. Just be a dominant player.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten excited for the season yet, or are you still thinking, okay, you've got a month left, got to enjoy your time back home?
Oh, both. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm just excited to meet the guys again, excited to play hockey, obviously, excited to start the season.
Before we started chatting, we were talking about how, last summer was quite different for you because you had the mm-hmm. draft and the combine and all of that. Did you watch this year's draft or catch up on any of that?
I didn't watch it live. This was like 3 a.m. I watched it the day after I did.
Did you know anyone that got drafted this year?
I know... Yeah, I know two guys who are from my hometown.
Okay.
And then I know Solberg is going to play for my hometown team this year.
Okay.
And I never met Lucas Persson either. So, okay. yeah, I know I don't know anyone who got drafted to NA. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, there are obviously a lot of different players from all around the world getting drafted. Yeah. But Leo, for you, looking ahead to coming back to Anaheim, you know, your second season, you're going to be a little more used to things. What are some things that you're looking forward to about this upcoming, you know, year, and also wearing the new logo, the new uniforms?
Yeah, that's a mistake. Obviously I had uniform army the before I left to pictures, but it's sick. Excited to wear it. And then for a season, just to take a big step for a team. I think that's important too.
Being a part of the new logo release, getting to see, I mean, your photo was such a big part of, you know, everything that was released and the video. How special is that for you to be in such an iconic reveal of this new logo?
It's special. I think I looked a little, I looked tired though on the pictures, but otherwise it was good. Enjoying it. It's a sick logo, sick jersey. So, it was cool.
I hope you're a bit better rested now. now that you've had some time to relax this summer. Leo, we're really excited to have you back in Anaheim. Glad that your summer's been going well, and hope that the rest of your training continues to go well, and we'll be seeing you soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/Ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.